You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew, or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew, thank you. Subject, should I tell her that we're sharing him? Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 13 years, and for the past 2 years, my husband and I haven't had sex. I assume that he found someone else to put up with his sloppy lovemaking. I found someone else, too. My side dude is younger, and he's newly single, and said he wasn't looking for anything serious. He is on a dating site, but he said he never goes on dates when he matches up with ladies on the site. I usually work long days, so when I meet up with him, with my side dude, my husband doesn't suspect anything. It started as just sex, but now he's starting to open up and talk about his goals and his future. I told him he should consider meeting someone on the dating app just to see where it goes. In the meantime, I play matchmaker for my single coworkers, and I love to give advice on all of the drama they go through with men. One of my 29-year-old coworkers asked if we could go to lunch because she's having a hard time figuring out the man she just met. At lunch, she told me all about her new man and how he's a great lover and cook. She said they met on a dating site and they've been dating for 3 months. She said he's talking about marriage already, but she thinks he's having sex with someone else because she can tell another lady has been in his house sometimes. I knew right off that she was talking about my side dude when she called him by his nickname. I want to tell her that he's not serious about her because I believe in giving straightforward advice. I'm thinking about telling him that I work with his little girlfriend and see how he reacts. He's lying to us, but I'm married, so I don't care. Should I tell the girl what's up? Okay, you don't really like this. You're not feeling this, whether you admit it or not, and I can tell you're shook. So your husband is cheating on you, you assume, and you say you don't care because you're cheating on your husband with your side dude. But now your side dude is cheating on you with your coworker, and this is the same coworker to whom you give advice about relationship drama. Now you want to tell your side piece you don't that you know about his relationship with your coworker. You say just to see how he'll react. Okay, so what is that going to prove if you tell him? I think you caught feelings for this guy. I really do. And you want to see where you stand with him now. You know what your position is right now. But I do want to go back to your marriage for a second because you've been married for 13 years, you say, but you haven't had sex in the last 2 years. You didn't tell Steve and I why, you know, or if anything happened to make you guys stop having sex. The only clue you gave us was that his lovemaking is sloppy. Well, that was just a dig at your husband. You still didn't give us a reason. So either you can stay with your side piece, who's also seeing your coworker, who's in your face every day with that constant reminder, or you and your husband can try to see if your marriage is worth saving after 2 years of no sex. Those are your choices. All this stuff about telling him to see how he'll react, I don't believe that. I believe you really have feelings for this guy, and now that he's seeing someone else and talking about marriage, you have a problem. Steve, with him.
I don't like the letter. I don't like the lady in this letter because it's everybody else's fault. Everybody's to blame here. She garners no blame in this whole letter. I've been married for 13 years. For the past 2 years, my husband and I haven't had sex. Shirley said you didn't tell us why. So I'm assuming something has happened. I assumed, now here we go. I assume he found someone else to put up with his sloppy lovemaking. I found somebody else too. Well, that's what this letter's really about. Because it ain't about your husband cheating, because you don't know that. Your husband could have ED and he just out of commission. Mm-hmm. A lot of men suffer with that and don't know how to bring up the subject and stuff, and they're embarrassed and all like this, so they just rather not even deal with it. So now, but you, on the other hand, don't know that about your husband, that there's something medically wrong. You didn't share that with us, or you didn't share us about, did you all have a falling out of some kind? Nothing like that. So all you said was, I found somebody else too. No, this letter, you should have just wrote, so I found me somebody. Because you don't know what he's doing. My side dude is younger, newly single, said he wasn't looking for nothing serious. Now, he's on a dating site, and he matches up with ladies on the site. I usually work long days, so when I meet up with my side dude, my husband don't suspect anything. Okay, so you creeping, right? It started just as sex. Here's a clue. It started just as sex. Okay. Which means it has gone to something else. Why else would you say it just started as sex? Okay, but now he's starting to open up and talk about, no. See, lady, you keep putting it on somebody else. See, it started out just as sex. Now he's opening up to talk about his goals and his future. Y'all screwing, so now y'all just talking. What is, he ain't caught feelings for you. He just telling you what he wants. And then you told him you ought to consider meeting somebody on a date nap. This is going to come back to haunt you and see where it goes. In the meantime, I play matchmaker for all your single coworkers. Love to give advice on the drama. And then this 29-year-old coworker you got says she having a hard time figuring out this man she just met. The woman in the letter did not say how long her and this young boy been kicking it. She just says she hides it from her husband, or she worked late so her husband will never suspect. Now, she done met this girl, and this girl says she done met somebody, and she trying to figure him out. Mm-hmm. When we come back, I'm going to tell you the rest of it. Because it's all, this lady in this letter is full of it.
Yeah. All right, Steve, thank you. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, should I tell her that we're sharing him? We'll get back into it right after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, should I tell her that we're sharing him?
Well, this lady been married 13 years. Her and her husband ain't had sex for 2 years. She won't tell us why. But she says she assumed he's found somebody else to put up with his sloppy lovemaking. She assumed that. She didn't say her husband was cheating on her. She didn't say her husband had a medical condition. She didn't say none of that. She just said, I assumed he done found somebody to get that sloppy lovemaking to. And well, I have to. And she dating a young dude that's newly single. He's 29. He out kicking it with her. And now she says she just did it in the beginning. It started out as sex. And so then later on, he started telling her about his goals and what he wants for the future. Well, lady, it's still just sex for him. Just because he told you what he wants, that don't mean he done caught feelings, so you can stop that. It's you the one that done turned into something, and I'll show you that in a minute. I told him he ought to consider meeting somebody on a dating app. Well, just to see where it goes. In the meantime, I play matchmaker for you co-workers at work, and then one of your 29-year-old co-workers said, could she go to lunch because she's having a hard time figuring out a man she just met. At lunch, she told me all about a new man, how he's a great lover and cook. She said she met him on a dating site, and they've been dating 3 months. She said he's talking about marriage already, but she thinks he's having sex with someone else because she could tell another lady been in the house sometimes. I knew right off that she was talking about my side, dude. And you know why? Because she done been over the boy's house. That's where they meet. She done left stuff over there. Because that's what they do. And I knew right off she told, because she called him by his nickname. Now, I want to tell her that he's not serious about her because I believe in giving straightforward advice. That's a lie. That's a lie. You don't want to tell her because you believe in giving straightforward advice. You want to throw it in her face that it's you. And that she done crossed the line messing with your new dude because you the one to start catching feelings. See, and I'm thinking about telling him that I work with his little girlfriend to see how I react. He's lying to us, but I'm married. No. He ain't lying to you. You told him. Go on a dating site. Start dating. The boy went on a dating site. You didn't know he was going to hook up with the 29-year-old at your job. I want to tell him that I work with his little girlfriend to see how he reacts. What's that? That's a little snippy remark right there. His little girlfriend. He's lying to us, but I'm married. He's not lying to you. He told you he was newly single. What you think new single 29-year-old dudes do? And why is he single? So I don't care. Yes, you do. Should I tell the girl what's up? No, you shouldn't. Because then you're going to have to implement yourself. And suppose the girl feels a little bit vindictive like you do and decide, okay, since we breaking up people, let me go tell your husband what I just found. See, you're on a slippery slope, lady, because you are cheating on your husband openly. He just don't know it. And then, oh, wait, I wish I could find that line where it says.
Which one, Steve?
She said she's talking to my man. She said she met him on dating site. Wasn't it a part in the letter where she said he ought to tell her something?
I want to tell her that he's not serious about her because I believe in giving straightforward advice.
Yeah, okay. Since you're giving advice, you ain't told your husband you were seeing nobody.
Right.
Whoa. You know, since you all this straightforward advice, you so upfront and righteous, go in there and tell your husband what you're doing. See, that old I believe in giving straightforward advice, girl, bye. That ain't what you doing this for. Because you jealous that this 29-year-old is now playing you.
Right.
Because you playing your husband. Now you getting played. Now you want to tear the house down. Should I tell her? Should I tell him? I'm friends with his little girlfriend.
Yeah.
No, lady. No,
I'm
lady.
I'm married, so I don't care.
You
Ooh,
do
you
care.
Oh, you care.
The whole letter is because you care.
Yes, you really, really care.
See, let me tell you something. Well, let me shrink this down and try to get back my case. The title of this letter is, Should I Tell Her That We're Sharing Him? Mm-hmm. Well, if you didn't care, what you got to tell it for? Mm-hmm. See, lady, you don't really mean nothing you say. You're a cheater. You're a liar. You don't like. You want to wreck this little girl's relationship. You want to wreck his relationship with the girl after you told him to go get on the dating site so you can see where things happen. He ain't got no future with you. He don't want you because you too old. He don't want you. And he don't want you.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Post your comments on today's
show. I'll be here
letter.
All week.
Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.